It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Steve Price with the USU Extension Office here in Carbon County. A big event coming up on October 19th and 20th here in the Price area. It is the Central Utah Grazing Expo. It's never been here before, but you know what? You're going to get a lot of great information. They've partnered with a lot of really helpful groups and organizations. We're going to talk all about the expo, some of the breakout sessions that they're going to have, and then their event that's going on the 20th, which is kind of a field day to get you out into the field and talk to a local rancher and those kinds of things. Steve, thank you so much for coming in this morning to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
So you had said that this has never been in Price before.
No, we've had it a few years. We've kind of had it in Richfield or Salina a couple years, up in Juab County, but I kind of fought to have it here in Price this year.
So, and this is a great thing. Now, it is going, you know, different locations, of course. The 18th, they'll be down in Richfield, but then the next day they'll be up here. And what topics or what is this Central Utah Grazing Expo really focused on?
So kind of the core idea is we brought together about seven different agency partners or so. This is really focused on public lands grazing management. So it's a way for us to get producers, agency folks, kind of everybody together to offer an educational opportunity that benefits everybody. So we kind of change up what we're talking about each year. It's structured very similar to like our crop schools. And it's just getting everyone together for a good opportunity.
And some of those groups, you know, of course, the Extension Office, you've put together with the Forest Service, the NRCS, the BLM will be there. And as you said, it kind of all is going to focus on grazing on public land. So what are some of the seminars and things that you're going to have? What are some of the discussions that are going to happen during the expo?
So obviously, coming out of last year and kind of looking at potential predictions for this year, drought is something that's still heavily on everybody's minds. So we'll talk a little bit about how drought affects public lands grazing, also fire management, and how we kind of plan around that are two kind of big things we wanted to talk about. We will be talking about virtual fencing. So it's a kind of new technology that's being used in some areas that we're going to eventually see it here too. So we're trying to get people to think more about how management can be adapted to using some of those new technologies. Of course, we have our local sage grouse management that is considered in our area. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. And then just kind of general management, noxious weeds, mineral supplements for sheep grazing, soil health, and a few things like that. So it's pretty full schedule.
And you also said that there's no cost for this. And you don't necessarily need to RSVP, but there will be a lunch provided. So if you want to just kind of call and say, hey, I'll be coming, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. If you forget to RSVP, come on in anyway. But if you know you're going to be there, call us up, tell us you're on your way. And that just helps us plan for the meal. But there, you're right. There is no cost. We don't want to turn anybody away.
Okay. And once again, this is going to be at the Carbon County Event Center out on Fairgrounds Road, and that's on the 19th. And then on the 20th, you're going to have a field tour. And how is that going to work?
So because we have people coming from a lot of different areas, what we'll do is we'll actually meet at the Event Center on the 20th. And then at 8:30, 9 o'clock, once we've kind of got everybody rallied up, we'll actually be out on the Manti La Salle for the most of the day. So we'll kind of caravan down there from the event center.
And then what kinds of things are you going to talk about on the field, the field tour, or is it just really going to be reinforcing the majority of the things you talked about the day before?
Yeah, so it will be a little bit of reinforcement and kind of looking at application of the different things we talked about the day before. But also, we've had some just really excellent grazing management kind of changes, some grazing improvement projects that have happened on the Manti. So we're really trying to highlight those as well. And the nice thing about getting agency people and producers together is they can look at those together and say, okay, this is awesome. How could we do something similar on my allotment? Or what are some ways that we can adapt my allotment to maybe improve using the principles that we've kind of talked about?
Because, you know, sometimes you don't think there is a common ground, but there really is. And yeah, like you said, it's great to get these groups together and kind of talk about that and talk it out. Is that maybe one of the things that you see that people have, one of the biggest issues that they have? And is it real, or is it just kind of, you know, they think that that's what's going to happen? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So yeah, their grazing is obviously, it looks a lot more contentious from a media view, I think, sometimes. But really, that is the core idea of this, is having all the different parties that have interest in public lands grazing to come together. And most of the time, we are talking about common solutions. We are working together. So this is also a great way for us to showcase that we are.
All right. Once again, this is the Central Utah Grazing Expo. It's going to go on out at the Carbon County Event Center on October 19th. And then the field day is on the 20th. If you've got any questions or anything like that, Steve, how can they get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at the office, 435-636-3235. You can shoot me an email. You can come into the office, however you want to get a hold of us.
And once again, there is no fee for this, and you don't even need to RSVP. Just make the plan and show up. All right. So once again, Steve Price with the USU Extension, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time out of your day to talk to us about this one.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.